Maverick Early Readers. Max the Sheepdog by Kath Jones. Illustrated by Valeria Issa. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Max thought Mum was the best sheepdog in the whole world. He loved to watch her rounding up the sheep, bringing them safely back to the farm. Every day, Max asked, "Mum, can I help round up the sheep?" But the answer was always the same. "Not today, Max. You dash around too much to be a sheepdog. You'll only scare the sheep." Max felt sad. He was sure he could be a brilliant sheepdog, if only Mum would give him a chance. "I know," thought Max. "I'll practice my rounding up skills while Mum is at work." First, he tried to round up his brothers and sisters. It wasn't that easy. "Perhaps spiders might be easier to round up," thought Max. He set off for the barn to sort out all the spiders. Dash, jump, zoom. He chased the spiders round and round the barn. "Slow down!" yelled the spiders. Then they rolled up and hid in high corners. Max let out a long sigh. "Being a sheepdog is really quite tricky," he thought. But Max was not ready to give up. He raced round the farm looking for something else to round up. Suddenly, he noticed that someone had left the farm gate wide open. This was his chance to show Mum what a fantastic sheepdog he could be. Max ran out of the gate and up the track. He raced into a field and stared at some sheep. "Bah!" cried the sheep. "Woof!" barked Max. Then he dashed towards them. The sheep fled. "Come back!" barked Max. His barking echoed up the valley, all the way to where Mum was working. Mum came running. "Max," said Mum, "a sheepdog must watch and wait and creep. You're in too much of a hurry to round up the sheep. Go back to the farm, son, and leave the sheep in peace." Max tried not to cry as he made his way back down the track. He was almost back at the farm when he spotted a sheep all alone. "That sheep must be lost," thought Max. "I must help it get back to its family." Dash, jump, zoom. The sheep took one look at Max and fled. "Wait, come back," barked Max. But the sheep ran across the field, down the hill, all the way to the jetty. Max ran as fast as he could to catch up with the sheep. He sped down the hill, faster and faster and faster. "Uh-oh," Max yelped as he ran straight off the edge into the sea. Splash! Luckily, Max was a good swimmer. Lots of fish darted past. "Maybe I can round up the fish," thought Max. but they were even trickier than the sheep. Above, seagulls began to shriek and squawk. Max tried rounding up the seagulls too, but they were impossible, much too flappy and far too high. After all that dashing around, Max began to feel very tired. He climbed onto a large rock and lay down for a rest. Suddenly, a lifeboat came speeding across the top of the waves.
"Pick up that dog!"
yelled a woman on board. It was fantastic fun on the lifeboat. The boat dashed through the water, crashing through the waves. The lifeboat was almost back in the harbour when... Oh no! A blanket of white fog crept over the sea. The boat slowed right down. Max looked up at the cliffs, but the fog hid everything from view. He dashed to the front of the boat to be a lookout. He searched for rocks and boats that were in danger because of the fog. The lifeboat crept round and round. Together, Max and the lifeboat rounded up all the boats. They kept all the boats safe. Finally, the fog cleared and they headed back to shore. Max spotted Mum waiting for him on the jetty. He waved.
"Mum, I've been helping the lifeboat round up all the boats," barked Max. "I'm not a sheepdog, I'm a ship dog."
Mum barked happily. She was very proud of Max. The end.